For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. An 18-year plumber in Lansing hopes that union support will help him win the 2nd Ward City Council seat this year. Jeremy Garza is a safety director with the Plumbers and Pipefitters Union, who serves on Lansing's plumbing board. In the latest of our conversations with council candidates, Garza tells me that his job shows that he has the leadership skills needed on the council.
We have a large union. It's Lansing, Jackson, Battle Creek. I teach all the safety aspects from gentlemen that are 60 plus years old all the way down to 19 years old, you know, young new apprentices. And I think I've gained their respect by teaching, and I'm not going to let a rich politician push me around. I believe I stand firm on my beliefs, and whether the jobs go local or union, I believe the money should stay in Lansing, not get taken out of the state to a different community.
We don't have time to go through your endorsements, but you have a lot of union support. Is that important that the city council have some membership, at least, that the unions in Lansing can get behind?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more of the building trades aspect, because I think that a lot of these rich politicians overlook the working person, and, you know, whether it's union or non-union, I think somebody that's in that field, you know, could bring some good stuff to Lansing residents.
What do you think are the biggest problems facing the second ward?
Well, I believe there's a lot of parks that are closing. The roads are terrible. Infrastructure, you know, I think we need to clean up our commercial corridors, our neighborhoods. You know, our parks are being left to decay. I have a park, Beck Park, is behind my house, and they're calling it naturalizing it. And play equipment's bad, rusted, broken, falling apart. You know, a lot of kids back there doing drugs because no one's monitoring it. So I think we need to step it up and get some of the money from downtown and move it throughout the rest of the community.
So that would be a priority for you?
Definitely.
Yeah. What else do you want to work on if you're on the council?
Well, I would like to work on a better relationship with all the council and the mayor all in one. They need to put the political differences aside and work on what's best for our community.
Are you planning to take a position on the mayor's race?
No.
Okay. Nope. Okay. Your website, you say powerful special interests have enough power in city government. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think the local developers and the politicians in downtown that are helping them out, I think they're for their best interest, not the actual residents of Lansing's best interest. I'm looking into, I hear the city has a new program with AARP. They're just started working on it. And I've been going to a couple assisted living homes for seniors, and I'm trying to get some feedback from them to see what they would like. I think that if we do have these developers come in, maybe in the contract we can write that it's handicap accessible, like stairwells, sidewalks, make sure that they don't have to leave to go to a different community. They can, you know, retire right there and stay in the same spot where they're living currently.
You say that companies that get tax breaks from the city should hire local workers. How can the city council achieve that?
Well, I think that they can get a little bit better bidding ordinance going on for local workers. I think that my understanding of it is they're doing a lot of backdoor deals with their rich developer friends and not giving local workers a fair shot at the jobs, or local contractors a fair shot at the jobs.
Tina Houghton is running for re-election. Why should voters vote her out of office and give the office to one of the challengers like yourself?
Well, the more and more doors I knock, they're a little upset that she's not returning phone calls, not following through with what she's saying. And I'm not here to bash anybody. And, you know, I know her personally. I met her a few times, and I think she's a nice lady. I just think that I would give the regular working families a better voice on city council.
Jeremy Garza is a candidate for the 2nd Ward seat in the Lansing City Council this year. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott. It was my pleasure being here.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.